Our Heavenly Father, we give you praise and glory, Lord, this morning. Can somebody say hallelujah? We thank you, Lord, because all the power and all the glory belongs unto you. And with God, there shall nothing be impossible. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Lord, as always, every time that we are in the house of the Lord, we have an opportunity to hear your word. And Lord, we know, hallelujah, the entrance of your word always brings light. And we pray that that light will come in our hearts this morning. Oh, and bring an assurance of your blessing, an assurance of your power to deliver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to just share a few words with us this morning, very short, in Isaiah. I want you to turn your Bible, if you would, please. And this is not going to take very long at all. I'm going to start at Isaiah chapter 44. And my message this morning is frustrating the tokens of liars. Amen? You say frustrating tokens of the liars? Yes. Let me read it to you here this morning how the Lord does that. He said in verse 23 of Isaiah 44, sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, and break forth into singing, ye mountains, and all forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel. Now, you can put your name there. Amen? You know, I mean, I know the Lord, he says a lot of things about Jacob and Israel in the Bible, but, you know, I see my name in there every time I read about that. Praise the name of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Now, is he your Redeemer this morning? Now, if I read something that makes you excited, you are free to shout. Let's try that again. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. And he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things. That stretch forth the heavens alone. And that spread abroad the earth by myself. Oh my. And I love this next verse. That frustrated the tokens of the liars. And maketh diviners mad. And turneth wise men backward. And maketh their knowledge to be foolish. That confirmeth the word of his servant. And performeth the counsel of my messengers. That saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. And to the cities of Judah, ye shall be built up. And I will raise up, oh my, the decayed places thereof. Hallelujah. He said, thus saith the Lord that frustrated the tokens of the liars. Well, let me tell you what those lies are. Let me tell you what those lies are. You know, let's first of all establish a simple principle right here. You know, when we establish this principle, then I'm going to show you what all the lies are that the devil, he tries to bring against you, you know, and so forth like that. Then let's see what, you know, let's see what the Lord does about that. So this is the principle that first of all we want to establish. Now, what does God see? What does the Lord himself think about you? You know, the Bible says that God has loved us with an everlasting love. Can somebody say amen? And I'm going to read it to you here in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now, so let's establish that principle right off the bat. The Lord says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. See, the mercy of the Lord is with them that fear him. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, but the enemy, he comes in and tries to twist all of that up. And he brings the lies and say that God doesn't love you and so forth. especially when you are going through some dark times. And if you are here when we preach the message, the new day, you know, we talk about, you know, no day or no night can last forever. So you might be going through a situation, but that's all it is. It's a situation. But the Bible says Jesus is beautiful for every situation. Hallelujah! He's beautiful for every situation, and if you turn it over to Him, He'll take care of that. So let's establish that principle right now. But He says, you know, that my thoughts towards you are of peace, and they are not of evil. See, they are good, and He says He's going to give you an expected end. Now, that's what the Lord has in store and has in His thoughts towards us. See, for the enemy, he comes. See, the Bible, Jesus gave a parable. He said, you know, the good man, you know, he sowed good seed in his field. But, while men slept, you know, the enemy, he sowed, you know, some evil seed and so forth like that. You know, so God had a determination. He had something that he wanted to do. See, but the enemy, he came and he messed that up. You know, and how did he mess it up? Well, God, you know, what God planned from the beginning was good. And somebody say, God is good. Hallelujah. That's what he planned from the beginning. God is good. But, you know, the enemy, he comes in and he messes it up. So let me read this to you in Jeremiah chapter 18. I'm going to read a few verses to you here as we lay the foundation for this understanding about the goodness of God and how the devil comes in to mess things up. And let's see how God is going to turn things back around for you. Amen? In Jeremiah chapter 18, the Lord takes Jeremiah to the potter's house, and he's going to show him something here. And he said, you know, verse 1 of Jeremiah 18, the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah, you know, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. You know, so God's going to dramatize something to him by what he's going to see when he goes down to the potter's house. And he said, and then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, the potter, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay, see, the potter was there making clay, you know, pottery and all of these things, you know, so he's making clay, you know. And the Bible says the vessel that he made of the clay was marred in the hand of the potter. See, so he was making clay, you know, he's making pottery. You know, and, you know, if they're really skilled, they know how to make, they'll turn that, you know, piece of messy clay into something really beautiful. Amen? Yeah. How many of you ever seen that? You know, they can come out with, you see some of this pottery when you see the finished product in the stores and so forth. It wasn't anything like that to start with. You know, it was a piece of mud and something that looked, you know, had no form, really. You know, initially the mud, the clay that they put together really has no form. It's like, you know, the Bible says, you know, the earth was without form and was void. And the Holy Ghost, he moved upon the face of the deeps. So when the Holy Ghost, he moves in a situation that is without form and void, he knows how to bring something beautiful out of it. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So this potter, he's making this thing. But here is what I want you to see about what the potter is doing. This thing, the clay that he was making was messed up in his hands. Was messed up. You know, it was messed up. You know, he wanted to make it one way, but he got messed up into something else. So here's what he did. And he made it again. Hallelujah. He made it again into another vessel, even as it seemed good in the potter's hand to make it. Hallelujah. Now that's what God is going to do for some of you. Your life may have been messed up because that devil, he got in there and messed things up. Well, it could be also as a result of some choices that you made. You know, because, you know, when you make choices, you know, sometimes, you know, good or bad or whatever, you know, you may become, you know, where you are today might be as a result of some choices that you already made. But that's notwithstanding. The thoughts that God has towards you are of good and not of evil. See, but in the process, the thing got messed up. So God is going to make it again into another vessel as it seems good in his sight. Can you say amen? Yeah. And he said, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as with this potter? Saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are ye in my hand, O ye house of Israel. You know, so You know, and when, I guarantee you, during the time that that clay and that mud put together, you know, wasn't, had no form, and the potter was making it and, you know, shaping it on the anvil and all of these things, you know, it wasn't pretty, wasn't very pretty at all, you know. So sometimes when you are going through a molding that God is molding in your life, it's not very pretty. But the end product is always beautiful. Can somebody say amen? Now, along the way, you know, you might come and look at that thing and say, "Ooh, that thing looks very ugly." Well, that's what the devil's job is. You know, is to try to point out to you the ugliness and the failures, you know, and so forth in your life. You know, but, you know, what you want to do is you want to remember, you know, what the Lord said about you. That his thoughts towards you are of good and not of evil. And he will frustrate all the tokens of the liars against you. Amen? Amen. Every lie the devil ever told, you know, God will frustrate it. Now, here's again another thing that God does. And I'm going to make this short this morning. Here's the way that God works. You know, the goodness of the Lord, the mercies of the Lord, they are towards them that fear him. All you got to do to receive his mercy is for you to fear the Lord. And I'm going to read to you what the Lord says about himself. What he says about himself. Now, here is Moses. He's asking the Lord to show him his glory. And he said, "Lord, I want to see your glory," etc. and so forth. You know, so in verse, in Exodus chapter 34, well, in chapter 33, he was asking to see the glory of the Lord and so forth like that. So the Lord sent him somewhere, said, "You know, stand over there and I'm going to pass by you," and so on. You know, so he stood over there waiting to see the glory of the Lord. And in Exodus 34, here's what the Lord did. Exodus 34 and verse 5. "And the Lord descended in the cloud, and he stood with him and proclaimed the name of the Lord." Now, that's the Lord proclaiming his own name. Now, that's different from, you know, people calling Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides for our needs. People call him Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. People call him Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth my diseases. You can call him anything, and if you believe it, he can be everything to you that you call him. Amen? Praise God. But let's see what he calls himself. Let's see how the Lord declares his own name. This is what he's doing. You know, this is how he does it, and this is what he said to Moses. He said, "The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed the name of the Lord." He's proclaiming his own name now. "And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed about himself." He said, "The Lord." That's the first thing he said about himself. The Lord God, the merciful and gracious. Amen? See, that's the first picture that God paints about himself. Merciful and gracious. Long-suffering and abundant in goodness and in truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Now that's for those, you know, that fear him, you know, and keep his testimonies. The mercy of the Lord is with you. See, keeping mercy for thousands, and forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Well, so, you know, first he presents his mercy to you. And if you receive his mercy, then you don't have to deal with his severity that comes after this next phrase. First, he shows you his mercy. Abundant in mercy, abundant in goodness, keeping mercy to thousands and so forth. And he wants you to receive that mercy. And if you receive the mercy, then you don't have to deal with, you know, his judgment. Amen? But if you don't receive the mercy of the Lord, you know, then here's what you get. He said, "And he will by no means declare the guilty. He will visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, the third generation and fourth generation and so forth." If you don't receive the mercy of the Lord, that's what you get. But if you receive his mercy, if you say to yourself, "I know his thoughts towards me are good and of peace, and I know every day," the Bible says, "new are his mercies every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O God." In Lamentations, he tells us. You know, so you can receive that mercy and you can see God working on your behalf. You can see what God wants to do for you. If God wants to put to flight all the lies of the enemies against you. And the devil, he comes in and says, "Well, you know, the Lord doesn't love you at all. The mercy of the Lord is not with you. Look at all these things that are happening to you," and so forth. You know, if the Lord was good, why would he allow all of these things to to come to you? Well, the Bible says that everything that God created was good. He saw that it was good and he saw that it was beautiful. You know, he made it beautiful in his time. It is the enemy that comes in and brings and twists it up. You know, God intended for it to be good. And God has a way that he's going to bring it again. You know, just like the potter, he made it again a new vessel, even as it pleased him. And God has a way that he's going to bring his goodness again in your life. Can somebody say amen? You say, well, I haven't seen many good days. Well, you will if you trust the Lord. See, the Bible says if you believe in the name of the Lord, you know, you stay upon his word. If you think, well, I love the Lord, but you know, why am I in darkness? Stay on the Lord. Stay with his word and stay with the mercy of the Lord. And when you invoke that mercy of the Lord in your life, you know, he will make something new, even out of the clay that looks marred right now. Amen? The clay may look marred right now. Your life right now may be like that piece of clay that has no form and looks void. But when that Holy Ghost, when he moves, there is nobody like him. You know, he can take something that is chaotic, that looks no form and no void and all of that, and he can bring calmness. The Bible says he moved upon the face of the deeps in Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. And he began to move upon the face of the deep of the waters. And he brought a calmness out of that void. You know, so when your life is chaotic right now, looks like that clay that has no void, you turn it over to the Lord and see the power of the Holy Ghost moving and make it again a new vessel. And I'm going to go back as I close this. I'm going to go back to Isaiah 44 and I'm going to read that again and I'm going to make a prophetic pronunciation. Amen? Praise the Lord. In Isaiah, let me go back to that Isaiah chapter 44. That's where we started and that's where I'm going to end this today. Here's what the Lord has to say to you once again. He said, I am the Lord that frustrated the tokens of the liars. And I want that to sink deep into your heart. Every lie that the devil told against you concerning the word of God. Now, the Bible, Jesus himself said, you know, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. In John chapter 8, and he begins to tell them in verses 32, you know, that when you know the truth, it will set you free. And people say, well, you know, why are you saying that we should be set free? Because, you know, we are not in bondage. Jesus said, of course you are in bondage. Everyone that ever committed sin is a servant of sin. But if the Son of God shall set you free, you will be free indeed. And Jesus said, my word is truth. So the truth of the word of God is what brings, when you know that truth, that's what brings deliverance to you. The truth is what sets you free. And not just the truth, it is the truth that you know that sets you free. Amen? Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth. The truth by itself will never set anybody free if you don't know that truth. If you don't know your rights and claim your rights, you know, the truth, there is a difference between truth and facts. Amen? It may be a fact that you are sick. In fact, you might be diagnosed with an incurable disease. That's a fact, if it is so. And the doctors might tell you that they give you only X number of days to live. That may be a fact. See? It's a fact. Can't deny the fact that you're sick if you're sick. Amen? But the truth is the word of God. The truth is, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah! And the truth is always stronger than any facts that the devil can throw in your face. And the devil, he'll throw up those facts in your face all the time. And he'll tell you, well, you see, you know, you're going to die, and so forth. You don't know. But you can say, like the psalmist said, I will not die, but I shall live to declare the glory of God. Hallelujah! You can say, like the psalmist said, you know, the Lord is on my side, whom shall I fear? Though war be against me and all these things rise up against me, in this will I be confident. And he even said, even all the nations may rise up against me and be swarming around me with bees, but I'm going to blow through them. Hallelujah. Say, by my God, I run through troops. By my God, I leap over walls. You know, he knew his God. Do you know your God this morning? Do you know that his promises towards you are yea and amen? Do you know that he said only good thoughts are in his mind towards you? You say, well, if it's only good thoughts that are in his mind towards me, how come then all of this evil? Because that enemy has done it. Amen? And because sometimes also our disobedience to the word of God, they're not walking perfect in his ways, you know, causes all this evil and so forth. Disobedience is what brought all these problems in the world in the first place. Because the Lord gave them the word, but they didn't stay with the word. And that's why we have all this evil in the world today. But when you go back to the world, I mean to the word, and stay with that word, and say what the word says about you. When you are sick, it may be a fact that, you know, you are sick and so forth like that, but the truth of the word is, what does he say in his word? He said, you know, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And Peter told us again in 1 Peter, he said, by whose stripes, 2:24, you are already healed. Hallelujah. So you state the word of God against the sickness that is really a lie. You state the word of God and say, by his stripes, I am already healed. Hallelujah. And if the enemy tells you that you're not going to do it, you're not going to be able to pay your bills, you're not going to be able to make ends to meet, you state the word of God and you say, the Lord said, I am he that frustrated the tokens of lies. You know, here is the truth of the word of God. My God shall supply all of my needs. Can somebody say amen? Amen. By the word of God. That's how you frustrate the imaginations of lies against your life. You use that word. You stand with that word. You believe that word. And you continue to proclaim the word. Hallelujah. And with your faith must come patience. The psalmist said in Psalm 40 and verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. Sometimes you have to wait patiently. The Bible says, let patience have a good chance to bring out this thing that God is trying to do in you. Sometimes, you know, we've seen in the Bible, it took some people many years. Took Abraham 25 years of patience to realize the promise. But he staggered not at the promise of God through any kind of unbelief. But he was sure in faith, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, sometimes your faith must come with patience. You have need of patience, the Bible says. That after you have done the will of God or suffered a while, a little sometimes, you will inherit the promise if you faint not. Amen? Praise God. You know, the Lord, he also wants to see what kind of material you are made of. You know, are you the kind of pottery that, you know, will break easily when it drops to the ground and shatter into pieces? You know, or are you the one that's tested in the fire and can take a beating, take a licking and stand up and still keep going? Amen? Hallelujah! Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. For when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. And when I fall, I shall arise. Can somebody say amen? Amen. You know, I've seen a good fighter sometimes, you know, they can get knocked down during the bout, but they don't stay down for the count. Amen? Amen. And the corner will be saying, get up. You know, and sometimes they'll come back and they'll still win that fight because they didn't stay down for the count. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you believe within yourself, you can say within yourself, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen? And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You can say within yourself, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Well, most people only know how to abound. See, when things are good, everybody's happy. You know, but first sign of trouble and so forth, they start to grumble and murmur against the Lord and so forth like that. Well, the Bible says, here's the way he wants it to you to do it. In the day of prosperity, rejoice. That's Ecclesiastes 7 and 14. But in the day of adversity, consider. Because you are going to have one and the other. You can't have one without the other. It's going to come you know, and so forth, because there's a reason why God does it, so that man will seek nothing but Him. He wants to be first in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so when the enemy comes against you like a flood, use the word of God to raise up a standard against him. Use the word of God to push back his tokens of lies. Amen. That's all it is. It's all a lie. Because the Lord already said, it is finished. I am Alpha and Omega. Behold, I make all things new, even in your life. Hallelujah. Praise you. I want us to stand to your feet this morning, if you would please. And I'm going to give a prophetic utterance for somebody here this morning. And if you believe that the Lord is about to do something new in your life, you can say amen. Hallelujah. That amen doesn't sound too convincing. Now, if you believe the Lord is about to do something new in your life, you can say amen.
Yeah.
And if you think right now that your life is like that clay that has no form, that is marred in the hands of the potter, well, I want to tell you this morning that the potter is ready to make it again into another vessel. Now, if that's you this morning, perhaps you are, you know, here this morning, and you're just frustrated, you know, and so forth like that. Well, God is going to frustrate your frustrations. Hallelujah! Amen! You say, well, you know, I'm from the shelter. I don't have a place to stay. I don't know how God's going to help me. He will help you. Amen. Praise God. Now, all I want you to do is take a step of faith. All I want you to do is say, Lord, have mercy upon me. See, the mercy of the Lord is to them that they are in. And the mercy cry is the one cry that the Lord never turns down. In fact, the Bible said one time that one blind man, he called on the mercy of the Lord. The Bible says Jesus stopped in his tracks. That kind of cry magnetizes the Lord. And he will listen to your cry this morning. If that's you this morning and you say, I need help. You know, I want God to change my situation. I want him to make my life again into a new vessel. I want him to frustrate the tokens of lies in my life. I want to begin to see the benefits and the goodness that the Lord said in his word concerning me, which I have not been seeing. Because he said, my thoughts towards you are of good and not of evil, and they are of peace, and I will give you the expected end. And if somebody ever came to you and prophesied any evil against you, you should reject it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Because his thoughts towards you are of peace and not of evil. So I'm going to pray with some here this morning. Every time we come into this house of the Lord, it is my desire that I can help somebody. Amen. And if that's you this morning and you want me to believe the Lord with you together in prayer, then I want to challenge you. Because I'm going to make a declaration for those, you know, that receive this call this morning to come here. I'm going to speak a prophetic word into your life this morning. Now, this is not for everybody. But this is for that one person, or two, or three, who want a change in their lives. You want God to turn around the tokens of lies. Everything that you're facing, the darkness that you're facing now, you want God to turn it around. You want him to make it again. A new person. If that's you this morning, I want to ask you to come and believe the Lord with me. Step out into the aisle and come forward and let's believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. Come forward and let's believe the Lord together. Let's see what he will do for you this morning. He's going to make it again into a new vessel. He's going to frustrate the tokens of the liars in your life. Can somebody say hallelujah? Can somebody say amen? Who has despised the day of small things? These be the eyes of the Lord. I say, oh, you know, I prayed about this and so forth. Well, today is the day of salvation. Faith is now, not tomorrow. Hallelujah. What God is going to do for you, he's going to do it now. Amen. And every time he sends me into these services, you know, I ask him, I say, Lord, I want a special word. I, you know, so many, a million different things I can preach from. But I want a word for your people, Lord. Amen. And this is the word of the Lord unto you this morning, those of you who are here. Praise God. This is the word of the Lord unto you this morning, for those of you that are here. I am Alpha and Omega. Behold, I make all things new. in your life. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
I am he that prostrates the tokens of the liars. And I will also confirm the word of my messenger this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's a great privilege and a great honor to carry the message of the Lord to his people this morning. But he sent me with a word here this morning, and he will confirm it in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want those of you who are here, lift up your hands this morning, and let's believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. 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 Hear ye the word of the Lord. Amen. The dead bones in your life, they shall receive life. The part of your life that is born, the Holy Ghost will now move.
Amen.
And he will make it anew.
Amen.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
That which has been, saith the Lord, is now. And that which is yet to be has already been.
Amen.
Oh, and the Lord will bring a new thing in your life.
Amen.
I am he said, that doeth all these things. He said, and except you believe that I am he, your situation may never change, and you might even die in your sins. But if you believe that I am he, that I am he, and my mercy is with those that believe, then I will do a new thing for you this morning, saith the Lord.
Amen.
I will even open up rivers in the desert places.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right here in the desert of Phoenix, he can open rivers for you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh yes, say, remember not the former things. This is a new day for you, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
now, all the tokens of liars against your life.
Amen.
You know, every time that you got this close, and you were just about to get it, and you lost it. Every time. If that's you this morning, there is coming a change in your life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And every time that the devil or the enemy, or maybe through some unbelieving friends, they're not really friends, maybe associates, told you you can't do it and you can't make it, all those lies, God will turn them back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Let me share this vision also with you now. I shared it, I believe I've done it one time. I saw the enemy, he took out a contract on several names. And he wanted to write your name on that contract. He wanted to do it. But as he tried to do it, I saw that he wrote, but the name would not appear.
Hallelujah.
Because the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
And he said to tell you that void, we are prohibited by law.
Absolutely.
Every contract that you take out, even in the law of the land, they will have a clause that says, this contract is void, we are prohibited by law.
Yeah.
And every contract and every token of life that devil has taken out against you is voided by the law of liberty. In Jesus' name. Can somebody say hallelujah? Amen. Now those of you who are here, let's hold hands and pray for somebody next to you. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for somebody next to you. Hallelujah. The Bible says when Job prayed for his friends, then his deliverance came. You pray for somebody else. Pray for somebody else. Everybody is here for a need. You pray for the next person on your left. Pray for the next person on your right. And let's see what the Lord will do. And while you are yet praying for somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. While you are yet praying for somebody, the Lord is taking care of your own needs. The Lord is taking care of your own needs. The great shepherd of the sheep. The great shepherd of the sheep. He's taking care of your own needs. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Push back those tokens of lies. Every time the enemy told them they cannot make it, that they are not going to do it. Hallelujah. That's a lie. That's a lie. Jesus said, I am with you always. I am with you always. I am with you always. Even unto the end of the world. Lord Jesus, walk for their people, for your people this morning, Lord. Give them confidence and assurance in their hearts to know that you are the one that push back the tokens of lies in their lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And every time you try to hold on to something, you came this close. And the enemy took it from you every single time. Today is a new day, saith the Lord. Today is a new day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we believe you together this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lord who is my glory and the lifter up of my head. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Is he your glory, somebody? Is he the lifter up of your head, somebody? Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, I command the evil forces. The name of Jesus is higher than any name. The enemy that has been in your life is no match for the name of the Lord Jesus. And I invoke the mercy of the Lord upon your life. Amen. I invoke his name upon your life. Amen. Now everybody, call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Behold, I lay in Zion a sure foundation, and he that believeth on him shall not be put to shame. And it shall come to pass, saith the Lord, that everyone that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Now that's calling upon the name of the Lord. That's not just saying Jesus. That's getting a hold of the Lord and saying, I'm not turning loose until you bless me, Lord. That's not just saying Jesus, but that's saying, I'm not turning loose. I'm not letting go, Lord, until you give me a blessing. Now, I want those of you who are here, get a hold of the name of the Lord this morning. And say, Lord, I need my blessing. I need my birthright. Hallelujah, somebody. And don't turn him loose. Don't turn him loose. Get a blessing from him this morning. Get a blessing from him this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, I want everybody together to say Jesus with me. Come on, say Jesus. Say it again.
Jesus.
Say it again.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, sir. They run into it this morning and they are saved. Oh yes, hallelujah. Now let's lift up that name and let's push the enemies back. Let's speak with all you young people. Begin to speak with the enemies in the gate. Hallelujah. Let's speak with the enemies in the gate. And let's tell the enemy, you don't belong here. You don't belong in our houses. Hallelujah. You don't belong in my life. God is making me anew, another vessel. Hallelujah. He's frustrating the tokens of lies in your life. The contract that the enemy took out against you is voided by the blood of Jesus. Now I plead the mercy of the blood of Jesus over every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise ye the name of the Lord. Somebody say praise ye the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want to pray a special prayer of healing for anybody that has something that you diagnosed from the doctor. And you think, well, I don't know, medically, it's impossible. Well, I want to let you know that there is nothing impossible with the name of Jesus. And if that's you and you're already out here, you know, I'm not going to call you out because you're already here. You already took the step of faith to come out here. So if that's you, when I pray this next segment, you know, I want you to believe the Lord with me. Amen?
Amen.
Remember the message last week, the power of agreement? If you believe the Lord with me this morning, that sickness is gone. Somebody say amen. Oh yes. That sickness is gone. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. I sent my word and healed your disease. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, if you need healing, a special healing prayer this morning. If you need healing, if that's you, with every head bowed, I want the hands that need healing to put up your hands. And I'm going to ask the Lord to look where those hands are. And I'm going to ask the light to go where those hands are. In Jesus' name. Lord, move into those bodies where the hands are lifted. And the tokens of lies that the enemy has told them, you'll never come out of this. You can't be healed of this. It's incurable. The enemy has told you those lies. But I want to tell you today, Jesus, his name is above every name. The Lord heals you this morning as we believe together in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He said you will look for those Egyptians that have bothered you and you won't find them anymore after today. That sickness from your body, if you believe it this morning, it is gone in Jesus' name. It is gone in Jesus' name. It is gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, I am the Lord. Not only that heals your sickness, but heals your situation. God can take bitter waters and make them sweet. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, that's why they call him the healer. Some of you think he can only heal sickness. No, he'll heal your relationships also. Amen.
Amen.
He'll heal anything that needs healing in your life. Amen. That's why we call him healer. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh yeah. He'll turn the bitter waters into sweet waters. The psalmist said, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Takes me to green pasture. He restoreth my soul. He'll restore your soul this morning. Did somebody feel refreshed in here this morning? Do you feel refreshed now? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You may go back to your seats. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to invite the praise team to come on up. And let's close this thing with a rally this morning. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the glory this morning. Somebody give the Lord a big round of applause this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the praise team to sing one of the choruses that has become my favorite now. All glory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. All glory belongs to God. Oh yes, praise God.